Buckle up, folks. What happens when an NFL star keeps rewriting the damn game on Sunday and then flips the script on Monday with headlines and hand-wringing? Meet Myles Garrett. I'm Vixie Steele, properly fired up today. Hard rock brain, no patience for nonsense, and a low tolerance for people who don't watch the tape. All right, let's get into it. Myles Lorenz Garrett, edge rusher, number one overall pick in 2017 from Texas A&M, where he broke the SEC freshman sack record in, what, 9 games? He hits the NFL, and on his very first snap against the Jets, boom, sack. That's not hype, that's proof. His combine numbers were freak show material. A 41-inch vertical for a defensive end, and a 4.65 in the 40-yard dash at his pro day. That's why offensive linemen wake up at 3 a.m. in cold sweats. You know the arc by now. The Cleveland Browns take him, throw him the keys. He racks up 13.5 sacks in 2018, then 16 in 2021, and broke their single-game record with 4.5 against the Bears. He got a 99 in Madden in 2021, the first Brown ever. The resume just stacks. Defensive Player of the Year in 2023, leading one of the nastiest defences in football, and oh, by the way, he blocked a field goal in that 39-38 shootout with the Colts. Special teams too, not just sacks, disruption as a lifestyle. Then in 2024, he leads the league in tackles for loss with 22. In 2025, he detonates the single-season sack record with 23, passing Strawn and TJ Watt, including 5 sacks in 1 game that year. Here's the kicker. The Browns still lost that one. That's football for you. You can be a one-man wrecking ball and still need someone else to put points on the board. He wins Defensive Player of the Year again, unanimously. And then a curveball in June 2026, he's traded to the Los Angeles Rams for Jared Verse and a mountain of picks. He had a no-trade clause in that 2025 extension, so he clearly signed off. Los Angeles wanted a monster off the edge. They got him. Here's my I don't get it moment. How the hell does a career like that keep getting dragged back to one night in 2019? One incident that becomes the headline every damn time someone wants clicks. You know the one I'm talking about. Steelers game, 8 seconds left, chaos, Mason Rudolph, a late hit, tugs at the helmet, tempers detonate, Garrett rips the helmet off and swings, melee erupts, Marquise Pouncey is throwing punches and kicks, Larry Ogunjobi shoves Rudolph. It was ugly. Garrett was ejected, apologised, called it foolish and out of character. The league hit him with an indefinite suspension, the longest ever for a single incident. Pouncey got his, the teams got fined. In the appeal, Garrett said Rudolph used a racial slur. Rudolph denied it. The league said they found no audio evidence. That's where it sits to this day. No tape, no proof either way. Now look, I'm not your morality cop. I'm your reality check. The suspension happened, he served it, met with the league, and was reinstated in 2020. Since then, he's been a captain, an all-pro, a 2-time DPOY, the Browns' all-time sacks leader, and now a Ram. He writes poetry, worked on a kid's dinosaur book, and took a minority stake in the Cavaliers while serving as an ambassador. The guy's not hiding. He's evolving in public. So here's the big, messy question. Did media turn that 2019 mess into a permanent brand on his forehead? Yeah. I think they did, for 3 reasons. 1. There's no conclusive evidence on the alleged slur. The league said they found none, end of story, until someone brings receipts. 2. What do you do with years of post-incident elite play, leadership and community moves? You just ignore it because it doesn't fit the scandal angle. That's lazy. 3. The NFL is inconsistent as hell with discipline. We all watched a repeat offender get 12 games for a pattern the same year Garrett got an open-ended suspension for a single blow-up. I'm not saying he was right. I'm saying the league loves to make examples when the cameras are hottest. And if you disagree, bring it. Send the clips. Send the data. Don't send your feelings dressed up as facts. Call me when you've got something better than a headline and a memory of a brawl you watched on your phone at a bar. personal tangent time, because I've been in the blast zone too. Years back, I'm in this studio showdown, on-air debate about a local team. I say the coach has lost the locker room. The other host calls me a hack. I call him a company mouthpiece. Mics are hot, tempers boiling, and suddenly the clip lives forever online, stripped of context. For weeks, I'm the villain in a story no one bothered to finish. People who never heard the full segment swore they knew the truth. That's how it goes. The mess becomes the message when you let the mob do your thinking. So yeah, when I see Myles Garrett smash the sack record in 2025 and then get shipped to the Rams in 2026 after signing a no-trade clause he clearly waived, I see a pro who understands leverage, legacy, and wanting to win. And when I see people still leading with 2019 before they mention Defensive Player of the Year, twice, unanimous the second time, I think, unbelievable, but not surprising. That's society for you. Listen, mate, we can hold two thoughts at once. That night was bad, and the years since have been great. He's a generational edge. Multi-sack games, strip sacks, tackles for loss leading the league, blocked kicks, first play sacks, and still getting chipped and doubled like it's a rugby scrum. Respect where it's due. Stop pretending one outburst defines the man more than a decade of tape does. I shouldn't have to say this, but here we fucking are. Media frenzy merchants, take a breath. Stop chasing clicks like starving pigeons. If you can't tell the full story, at least admit you're selling the sizzle. Myles Garrett is not your favourite villain. He's the edge rusher who broke football's most glamorous defensive record and then said, "More, please." And if that annoys you, that's a you problem. Fix it or get the fuck out of the way.
And that's today's dose of reality. Come back tomorrow. You won't want to miss what's next.